power exists as omnipotent mind, the only mind, our mind. All the power there is our power through reflection. I exist as omnipotence expressed. The I am unfolding is the consciousness that I express, the presence, the infinity, all the activity there is. No one can play your part. You have to carry out the responsibility God has given you, to be His likeness. He has given you the ability, and it is your work. Animal magnetism would make you doubt this and prevent you from claiming and receiving that which is your God-given heritage. Because the whole creation exists subjectively in the Creator consciously guides, governs, protects, preserves, and sustains every existing thing, thought. Everything lives, moves, and has its being in Him subjectively. No existing thing ever began, and no existing thing will ever end. Everything God created must express eternality, infinity, all the qualities of God. No so-called destructive beliefs can be in divine consciousness. Therefore, beliefs are unreal and unknown, for infinite mind is all-knowing. What of your universe? What constitutes your environment, your home, your business? Are these things outside your consciousness? Your world, your business, your environment is what you are accepting as real, as expressing divine mind. Jesus lived in a dark and troubled world, yet His universe expressed only God, good. Jesus said, quote, "I have overcome the world," close quote, the worldly beliefs. In order to have a healthy body and healthy business, we must understand them in a divine way. Body is the embodiment of divine ideas, and business expresses our thinking. Jesus walked on the water. Peter also walked on the water toward Him as long as he kept his thought on the Christ. But when he saw the waves and fear crept in, he began to sink. Water was subjective to Jesus, but objective to Peter. The death of Lazarus was objective to his sisters, but subjective to Jesus, who saw only life eternal. Lazarus seemed to die to the consciousness of his sisters and friends, but to the consciousness of Jesus, he lived because he was made and sustained by God, his father, mother. In the universe in which Jesus lived, there was no sin, no disease, no death. But all around him were those who believed in sin, disease, and death, and in whose universe there seemed to be much suffering. We cannot believe in God, eternal life, divine love, and believe in hate, poverty, and discord. The important thing for us to decide is, shall we subordinate ourselves to false beliefs life and intelligence in matter? Or shall we understand subjective being, divine knowing, and realize that supply, health, work, opportunity, and life are subject only to mind, expressing mind? God has not changed. Mind has not changed. Opportunity has not changed. Belief is not something that is happening. Belief is belief about something that is really happening. That which looks like the ability to come and go, to be here and to be there, illustrates the infinite consciousness of being, as well as the indivisibility and omnipresence of mind. If, in taking a trip, it is admitted to be a material body going here and there, it is impossible to do protective work, for you have minds many and are seemingly separate from God. However, if the trip is translated into that which it divinely is, the unfolding and activity of an idea, it is safe and enjoyable. To translate does not mean to change matter into mind, but it means to change one's point of view, to recognize that what we have been calling matter is a quality of human thought, an illusion, misstating mind. We see because we reflect the all-seeing mind. What seems to human sense to be a patient coming to be healed is, in reality, a child of God, already perfect, coming to be recognized as such. Just where, to mortal sense, there seems to be a war-torn world and suffering humanity, is God's spiritual universe, which He created and saw as infinitely good and complete. Just what are we seeing and accepting as real? Is it what God made and pronounced good? When an error seemingly confronted Jesus, he did not think it was something out there with which he needed to argue or something he had to change. He healed it subjectively within himself, reducing it to nothingness at the door of his own thought. Quote, Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Close quote. Not a sick man, but a sick view of man. Man never ceases to be God's perfect likeness. I have been asked to talk about the fourth dimension. This dimension is infinity, eternality, the one infinite, all-knowing, all-seeing mind, the all-embracing spirit, the divine all-pervading love, the eternal indwelling soul, spiritual consciousness, the all-powerful, ever-acting principle, the ever-present eternal life, the omnipotent truth which is true everywhere all the time, and there is no other existence. Jesus said, quote, "Ye shall know the truth," not know about the truth, "and the truth shall make you free," close quote. With this fact, he healed every disease, overcame every belief of lack, sin, and even death, thus proving that they are unreal and untrue, not going on anywhere. The awakening to our true being through consecrated study of Christian Science is enabling us to rise above the belief that we are limited and held in a three-dimensional state of being. Our beloved Revelator has opened the way through the key to the Scriptures for us to see and prove that we are now in full possession of understanding, ability, and power to use our God-given fourth dimension of spiritual being, of holiness, harmony, and immortality. We are now divinely mental, living in the realm of mind, infinitely evident, quote, "the immediate object of understanding," close quote. My identity is established as a divine fact, and I have to manifest life. This is my business as God's likeness. This is my destiny. As our true being dawns upon consciousness, it shines forth as true spiritual substance, the substance of life, truth, and love, intangible to darkened material sense, but very evident, tangible, and real to the enlightened spiritual consciousness. Thus we see how divinely natural it is to possess the fourth dimension of spirit. In the fourth dimension, there are no boundaries, no limits, no length, breadth, height, nor resistance. Just infinity, God. Jesus dwelt in the fourth dimension when he went through closed doors after his resurrection. In the 12th chapter of Acts, we are told that Peter had been cast into prison, bound with chains, and that keepers were placed before the prison doors. Mortal mind had bound him in every way it could, but, quote, "an angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands." Close quote. This came just after Easter, after the Christ had risen in his consciousness, and he was in the fourth dimension of spirit, where there are no chains to bind, no obstruction to right activity, just the presence of God. Individual man is really individualized. Another interesting experience is given in John when, quote, "the Jews took up stones to cast at him. Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by." Close quote. They could not see the Christ, only Jesus, the human concept, and he hid himself in the Christ mind. In the second and third dimension of believing in good and evil, life and death, spirit and matter, they could not see Jesus, quote, "hid with Christ in God," close quote. Jesus rolled away the stone, material sense testimony, from his own tomb, and proved the presence of God, eternal life. He did that for us, and he is the way-shower. We are told that after Jesus fed the 5,000, he asked the disciples to get into a ship and go to the other side, and he went into the mountain to pray. Quote, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea." Close quote. And the ship was, quote, "tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary." Close quote. Perhaps there might have been some contrary and fearful thinking in the minds of those on the ship. In miscellaneous writings, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, "Christian Science translates mind, God, to mortals. It is the infinite calculus defining the line, plane, space, and fourth dimension of spirit." Close quote. In the fourth dimension, there is unlimited perception of all that exists. And all that is real and true is right where you are as reflection. In Matthew, we read of the transfiguration of Jesus when he took Peter, James, and John up into a high mountain, a high state of spiritual understanding. And Jesus saw and talked with Moses and Elias, who had passed on hundreds of years before. Peter, James, and John were enabled to see them also, for the Bible states, quote, "There appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him." Close quote. Here he surmounted the belief of death, time, space, and place. He was in the fourth dimension of spirit.